When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm John Batchelor, and as an amateur outsider without the language, I listen carefully to the professor present these different stories, and I try to tie them together because it's human to want a pattern. All right, my pattern is this, Professor, I submit to you. Bogota, Caracas, La Paz, and we can't rule out Mexico City, and we certainly can't rule out Brasilia, all suddenly no longer marching to the left side of the equation, the so-called pink tide of several years past. That a mixed story with promise, especially if around Buenos Aires, but others can imitate it, like Bolivia can, Peru might. Is there a trend here in place? And I mention that it involves interference or presence of adversaries from overseas, Moscow, Tehran, certainly Beijing. Is there a trend to look again at the White House as a friend?
There is a trend, John, and I think it largely comes from the experience in the region with the failures of leftist government and radical authoritarian governments. But this is also historically an oscillation where Latin America turns to leftist leaders hoping for better times, are disappointed, and then turns to right-of-center leaders and is disappointed and turns back to left-center of leaders. It certainly creates an opportunity for the United States and President Trump, but it also has risks because there is a polarization across the region. And as you alluded to, it is an interesting pattern that in South America, for example, you have the libertarian Javier Milei that we discussed earlier in the show looking to the United States. You have the very solid government of Santiago Peña in Paraguay, an increasingly important ally for the United States we recently actually dropped essentially sanctions and investigations against his political mentor and former former President Cartes. You have the strong relationship that we have with Ecuador, with the Daniel Noboa government. You have a relatively positive initial continuation of the relationship with Peru. In Chile, it's likely that the November elections there, you will have the right-of-center candidate, José Antonio Kast, prevailing over the communist candidate, Jara. And of course, in Bolivia, you have the promise of the new Rodrigo Paz government. If you look to Central America, with the exception of Nicaragua, with Daniel Ortega and Rosario Murillo, if you look at a very cooperative Chavez government, if you look at the positive relations we have with the government in Guatemala, if you look at the relationship that we have with Bukele, and even the prospect that in Honduras, in that election, in just a matter of weeks, you could have the victory of either the Nationalist Party or the Liberal Party, both of which would get you to much more positive relationships than we currently have with the left-of-center populist Libre government. Even in the Caribbean, you have newly elected leaders like President Kamala in Trinidad and Tobago who are, you know, welcoming cooperation and security with the United States. You have the continuation of Danilo Medina Dominican Republic, who's proven to be a strong, you know, voice there. And so although there is division, you have the worrisome turn of Lula towards the left in China and in Russia. Overall, there are opportunities, but like many other times in the past, it is important for the United States to shore up its friends and to make those opportunities pay off for those who turn to us. And I think our ability and success of doing that will determine whether that new Latin American spring is enduring and creates a more solid, broad opportunities for the United States in business affairs and security affairs, or whether this ends up being as fleeting as some of the turns to the right in the past. And so it's an opportunity, but it's for us to capitalize on.
Professor Avenelis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.